Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at theopenhouse.net.au blog site.
Well, something of a mini revolution of faith has taken place in Papua New Guinea in recent weeks. American evangelist and Bible teacher Joyce Meyer and her team conducted a festival of life on the island nation. The event included 3 days of worship and teaching events in the capital, Port Moresby, as well as visits to every prison in the nation and medical teams going and doing work in rural districts. Now, one of Australia's best-loved singer-songwriters, Steve Grace, was involved in that, and I believe he is still buzzing from the experience. G'day, Steve. Nice to have you on the show.
It's great to be on Open House, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. So we caught this email from your mob saying how much, you know, what had happened over there. We thought, well, we'd better get Steve on to have a bit of a chat. So Joyce Meyer went over there, held this this event for 3 days. You sang for her. What did you do? I mean, what was your role in the event?
I've been going up to New Guinea for the last couple of years, just chipping away at building relationships with church leaders of all different denominations, doing lots and lots of ministry in villages and, you know, just out-of-the-way stuff. In the process of that, built a great friendship with one of the key pastors in Port Moresby, an Aussie fellow who's been living up there for nearly 20 years, a bloke called Bill Page. Mm-hmm. And the Joyce Meyer ministry had asked Bill if he would be the chairman for a Joyce Meyer festival there, and Bill honestly said to them, he said, "Folks, if I never see another American TV evangelist in Papua New Guinea for the rest of my life, I'd be quite happy." and you know, they basically said, "What do you mean by that?" And he says, "Well, I've seen them come and go, and you know, all the churches get excited about it, but they literally a lot of times can do more, you know, more harm than good." And it really captivated David and Joyce Meyer's hearts when he said that, and they realised it's not just about putting on a big event. It's what really happens on the ground before and after event that takes place. And because of my friendship with Bill, I became involved in the lead up to it all. We also encouraged them to do something in the highlands of New Guinea, where there's, you know, 4.5 million people living, mainly still in very primitive villages, mm-hmm. but the highlands a lot of times is neglected, and so Joyce Meyer and her team, I really honour them because they made the commitment to do a 3-day event up in Mount Hagen, which is one of the central towns in Papua New Guinea, up in the mountains, and also a 3-day event in Port Moresby.
Yeah, and the Port Moresby event got, what, 400,000 odd people out?
This time last Sunday night, I was literally on stage, staring out. We couldn't see that there was such a mass of people. On the Friday night, we had about 120,000 people turn up. In other words, the whole stadium was just chock-a-block full of people. A big soccer stadium up in Port Moresby called the John Guy's Stadium, and we were all overwhelmed with that, and Joyce did her first message. And as a mum and as a grandmother, she just connected so wonderfully with the people of Papua New Guinea, as did her husband Dave, who really honoured his wife at the beginning of every night and just encouraged men to release their wives into the giftings and abilities that the Lord has given to them, not to see their wives as a second-rate citizen. A very timely message, a very important message for the people of Papua New Guinea, where a lot of women a lot of times can be very much a second-class citizen. So on the Saturday night, the crowd doubled to about, they think about 250,000. And then on the Sunday, more than half the population of the city of Port Moresby turned up. And the amazing thing was, you know, they brought in extra police and all kinds of things. There wasn't one incident of crime reported to the police over the whole 3 days of Joyce's ministry in Port Moresby.
So that's a testimony, isn't it? I mean, Port Moresby is known as being a pretty rough living place.
It's actually on the books with the United Nations, the third most dangerous city to live in the world.
There you go.
And so it really was very much a miracle in itself, just the peace that was over the city. And I'll be honest with you, as an Aussie, I couldn't believe it. New Guinea is our next-door neighbour, and I've been doing music ministry for 22 years. I actually spent my first 10 years as a missionary kid growing up in Papua New Guinea, so it's like home for me. Never in my days did I think I would have an opportunity to sing to a multitude of people like that, so hungry for truth, so hungry for the gospel, so hungry, you know, just for an opportunity to worship the Lord.
Yeah. Steve, you talk about your own history there in New Guinea, and so you know the people, and you've been back so many times. I must admit, when I first heard that Joyce Meyer was actually going to be the one who's actually the Bible teacher for this particular event, I thought, wow, is that going to communicate? Is that going to connect? But you said it was actually her mother's heart, her grandmother's heart, that seemed to connect. I mean, what did she speak on that actually did connect with the locals?
She spoke on some very practical, told lots of very simple Bible stories and just great examples. I really appreciated the way that she simplified her American message, if I can put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the themes and subject matters that Joyce focused on are things that I don't think have ever been heard before in Papua New Guinea. Issues like self-esteem and learning to love yourself, you know, which is something that is very effective in her ministry in Western cultures. But to introduce it to a culture of a developing nation was something else. She spent one night really focusing on poverty and how do we fight our way out of that spirit of poverty. And you know, in a country where there's a lot of political corruption, Papua New Guinea borders with Irian Jaya, where there's some horrific religious persecution. You know, I know you've spoken about Islam and those issues earlier in this program tonight, and you know, one thing that we don't realize as Australians, a lot of time, our next door neighbour exists under a terrible threat of you know, spiritual and religious persecution, with an extreme Islamic faith that is forced upon a lot of the people up there in Irian Jaya. And so, you know, New Guinea lives with that as its neighbour. And so there's a lot of big issues in Papua New Guinea that, you know, I appreciate the way Joyce Meyer approached a lot of those subjects and really encouraged people to, first of all, put their faith in God, but secondly, to really work together to make this nation a great nation, all that God has intended for the little island nation of Papua New Guinea, with all of its complexities, with all of its 861 language groups. It's a little nation with a lot of potential.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Open House. Singer-songwriter Steve Grace is with us, just returned from New Guinea, where there was a pretty amazing event. 400,000 people turning out to hear Bible teacher Joyce Meyer and Steve sing and perform in Port Moresby alone, let alone all the work that was actually done in the Highlands and Mount Hagen and other places like that. And it wasn't just, actually, before we leave the teaching events, what kind of response was there from people who actually did say, yeah, I want to know more about this Jesus Christ, I want him to come into my life? What did you see happen there?
On the first night, the Friday night, I was with one of the pastors, and as Joyce Meyer gave an invitation for people to get right with God, you know, to put their faith in Christ, the pastor said, oh boy, I think the whole crowd is going to move. In other words, the whole crowd's going to respond to this. And there was no way that they could have the good old-fashioned altar call where all of the repentant sinners come down the front.
Yeah.
It literally was this just massive response. And all of the churches across the central province, which surrounds Port Moresby, all of the churches were involved. And they had response cards that were able to be handed out to the multitudes of people there. I was amazed how well the event was organised, considering that it's not like you can just run out and get an extra PA system and an extra projector in New Guinea. That just doesn't happen. We had Darlene Check and the Hillsong team up as well for the events, and the people just love a lot of Hillsong music up there. So for me as an Aussie, singer-songwriter, it was a real honour to be a part of.
And also there were medical teams that were heading out into the Highland areas as well.
Yeah, volunteer teams came from America and from Australia to work in conjunction with the Joyce Meyer Festival of Life. 4,300 people were treated for all kinds of different medical conditions. And in speaking with some of the volunteer medical teams at the end of it, they were just completely exhausted. But for many of them, it was the greatest, most exhilarating time they had ever had in their lives of feeling like this is what I was made for, this is what I was created for. I also got to spend a bit of time with some of the teams that went into the prisons throughout the country. And once again, just a wonderful response. Prisons in Papua New Guinea are not a very attractive place. The conditions are very primitive, and prisoners are treated pretty badly. And so once again, it was just wonderful to see teams going in and encouraging the people.
Yeah. So, Steve, you're back in Australia now. You're actually based in the US pretty much full-time now, aren't you?
No, mate, I'm actually back home in Australia.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
My wife, Kerry, and our boys, Shane, Ryan, and Jordan, we spent 2 years over in the States, and the boys weren't able to get work visas, and so we made a family decision to come back home, and I continue to do a bit of work over in the States. But yeah. Between you and me and the gatepost, I'm actually quite happy to be back in Australia.
Okay, yeah. Oh, well, it's great. We'll have a little bit more of you around the traps.
We're planning some pretty extensive tours of Australia later this year. I'll be doing most of the eastern states, working with CBM, or Christian Blind Mission, as some people know them, and next year planning a 75 town and city tour of Australia.
Okay, well, it's good. It's going to be good to have you back on our shores. When do you think you might get back to New Guinea?
I'm waiting on a phone call.
Are you? Yeah.
You'll appreciate this. I've just released a new album up there. I've actually written some songs in a pidgin, the national trade language of New Guinea, and put it together with a compilation of some of my songs that have worked really well. And would you believe it, I've released it on cassette.
Oh, have you? Oh, that's beautiful.
So there's a Chinese music company up there called Chin H Min, and they got excited about my music, and so they've released it. They sell...
Hang on. So an Australian releasing an album in Pidgin English in New Guinea through a Chinese record company.
Yeah.
You couldn't get more creative than that, could you?
It's very creative. But that kind of sums up New Guinea. It really is a fascinating place.
Yeah.
And as I said before, New Guinea is our next-door neighbour. And you know, my Bible says, love God with all your heart and love your neighbour as much as you love yourself. So I'm expecting to head back up there pretty soon and continue to do more work.
Yeah.
We put out a little weekly prayer point through our website, which people can log on if they're interested. I know there's a lot of Aussies that have got a real soft spot for Papua New Guinea and the Solomon Islands and the South Pacific nations. And I do, as an Australian, have a real sense of responsibility for our neighbours that we continue to encourage them and build these nations up so that they can be that they're meant to be.
Yes. Is stevegrace.com, is that this one still working?
That's as simple as it gets.
That's the one, stevegrace.com, to sign up for that little prayer note. Okay, Steve, good to talk to you again, mate. Sure we'll catch up in the future.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, see you. Steve Grace, one of the best-loved and certainly most well-travelled Aussie singer-songwriters in the Christian music scene, and now back on Australian shores, and just returned from this amazing event that happened in Papua New Guinea. Pretty amazing stuff.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit theopenhouse.net.au.